Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today we will be hearing a short devotional from America Pray Now leader, Josiah Alway.
I want to speak to you today about the power of prayer in marriage. Let me turn to Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. These are the words of Jesus. He says, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for my Father which is in heaven. For if two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." This passage is not specifically in the context of marriage, but Jesus is saying that there's something about praying with someone else. Just two people, there I am in the midst of them. You've no doubt heard the old cliche saying, a couple that prays together stays together. You know, this isn't just an old saying, it's a fact. Just as Jesus was saying in this passage that there's power in praying with just two or three, that has application in your marriage. Over 99% of couples who pray together daily stay together until death do them part. Let me say that one more time. Over 99% of couples who pray together daily stay together until death do them part. This was a study done, a Gallup poll done by the National Association of Marriage Enhancement. This was in the late 1990s, again, Gallup poll by the National Association of Marriage Enhancement, and they showed that the divorce rate among couples who pray together regularly is 1 out of every 1,152. That's less than 1% of marriages. 1 out of 1,152 marriages. That's incredible. There's something very special about getting down on your knees with your spouse and praying together. There's something that's done in your heart toward each other when you repent together for the ways that you as a husband have fallen short or the ways that you as a wife have fallen short. There's something done in your heart toward each other when you pray for your marriage together. There's something powerful about getting down on your knees as a couple and praying for your children. It binds you. It draws you like nothing else can do. And it's so powerful that according to this study, it has a 99% success rate. God wants our marriages to be strong. He wants our marriages to be filled with joy, with peace, with love. He wants our marriages to be an example, a testimony to the world of the love relationship that Christ has with his church. And we as spouses can achieve that as we get closer to God. Someone once showed me a drawing of a mountain, and on one side of the mountain there was the husband, and on the other side of the mountain, there was the wife, and at the top of the mountain was Christ. And as the husband and wife climbed the mountain, they got closer to Jesus. But because the mountain narrows, they also got closer to each other. So picture in your mind the husband on one side, the wife on the other, climbing the mountain, and as they get closer to Christ, they get closer to each other. Find time to pray alone in your own prayer closets, but don't forget to pray together. Before you go to bed, kneel down at your bedside with your spouse and seek God. And the closer you get to Jesus, the closer you'll get to your spouse.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.